Shabbat shalom. Often from the darkest and most chaotic of times, the creative spirit emerges and newness sprouts forth. Like the New York City High Line, new plantings blossom through the dregs of old metallic rail tracks. This new life brings bold color and beauty to a once dull and forgotten path. Whatever else is going on, nature demonstrates resiliency. The earth wants to flourish. Nature, trees, want to keep growing, keep regenerating, no matter what the circumstances. Creation itself sprouts forth from darkness. We read in the Torah, when God began to create heaven and earth, the earth being unformed and void, with darkness over the surface of the deep, and a wind from God sweeping over the water, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. God created the world out of chaos. We are beginning to emerge from a time of chaos. COVID has arguably been one of the greatest disruptors of our lifetimes. It has disrupted our preconceived expectations. Our internalized belief systems have been challenged. Perhaps our views of social hierarchy, work, leisure, connection, and community have shifted in profound ways. Once we have found our new equilibrium, what new understandings will shape our future? What have we learned that we want to bring forward? I think about moments in Jewish history of reemergence, the greatest of which is, of course, biblical, when the Israelites were freed from slavery. Each of us will reenact this moment at our Seder tables tomorrow and Sunday night. We are told that when the Seder is over, we should feel as if we personally have experienced redemption. The story of the Exodus is at the very foundation of what it means to be a Jew. We were freed from slavery, and we were redeemed. But freedom is a process. In the desert, internally, the Israelites were still slaves. They had to shift their perception in order to find true liberation. True liberation requires patience. It requires courage. Even when we desperately want it, change can be so hard. Our usual patterns were disrupted for a long time, and we're different. We are now at a crossroads. We have an opportunity to reflect on this past year and reconsider how we want to live. What stories no longer serve you? What habits no longer support your well-being? And what behaviors lead us to joy? What relationships nurture us? What really matters to us? And what do we want to let go of? But we resist change, even when we want it. We often find ourselves throwing up our hands and saying, "It is what it is. It is what it is," as if change is impossible. Conversation closed. But if this past year has taught us anything, it has taught us that we must change. And this is a matter of perception, of believing that change is possible. My daughter and I have this ongoing discussion about perception and reality. She speculates that perhaps reality is only what we experience in our own minds. She wonders if reality is a matter of perception. And before long, we find ourselves down a deep rabbit hole, trying to answer the age-old question of, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? By extension, we create our own narratives. During COVID, we were doing this all the time. Whether we were baking bread, walking in the park, binging Netflix, these choices may have felt like mindless defaults. But there was an intention behind each one that reflects something about ourselves. We baked bread. We needed a moment of meditation, kneading bread and creating something nourishing. We went for long walks in the park, noticing the ancient rhythms in the calendar of nature and reassuring ourselves that new growth is always happening. New possibilities are always emerging. We watched shows to get involved in a narrative outside of our own. And some of us brought home pandemic puppies, looking for some joy and love. Nurturing, nature, narrative, joy, and love. These are some of the things that we needed. And we always have needed this. Perhaps COVID reminded us of this. Making room for change requires faith. We don't know what the future will hold, but we can put one foot in front of the other towards that which tugs at our heart. The sage Hillel said, "The place that my heart holds dear, that's the place where my feet will lead me." We meet in the moment of now, between the past and the future. We have not reached a destination. Rather, we are on a path, just like the Israelites leaving Egypt, putting one foot in front of another as they moved from one reality to another, imagining what could be possible. Shabbat Shalom.